Woody's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler, and this guy here from Heady.com. Sean Devaney joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Sean.
How are you guys?
Doing good.
Going up.
All right, Sean. So since these schedules have come out, I've seen different articles, winners and losers of the new NBA schedule out with these final eight games. We talked about the Bucks schedule a little bit earlier. I'm not quite so sure how much these Bucks players are even going to play in these eight games, considering they're like a game away from clinching the one seed. For these top teams, like the Clippers, the Lakers, the Bucks, and so forth, how much do you think these starters are actually going to play in this abbreviated end to the regular season?
Yeah, it's going to be something that you've got to balance the need to get some chemistry back and to shake off some rust. Against the fear of getting players injured. You know, you just don't want that, obviously. And, you know, trying to ramp up relatively quickly after such a long layoff is definitely a dangerous thing as far as putting players in tough situations. At the same time, you know, you want to go into the playoffs, you know, with your momentum on your side, and you can't really do that if you're resting players and you haven't played together since March. So it's going to be a tough balance. You know, certainly if you're the Lakers and the Bucks, you're in a pretty good position because you get to make that choice. You don't have to fight for seeding at this point. But at the same time, you do want to get some of that chemistry back that you lost from, you know, not having played in 4 months.
Right. I mean, I think that's what you're looking at. You don't know how that's all going to shake out with them. Because if you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, everybody's been off. So I would think that most teams are trying to get that continuity back that they most certainly lost. But they're all in the same cart together, though.
Yeah. One thing that the Bucks do have is that, you know, obviously there's been some changes to this roster, but it's much the same roster that they've had from last year. So these guys... Sure. Are pretty familiar with. I think that their chemistry concerns are going to be less so than a team like the Clippers, you know, where that team just came together this year. They've had injuries all throughout the year and really haven't played together much, you know, even before we had the suspension of the season. So, you know, a team like that is going to have some real chemistry issues. I think with the Bucks, you know, the fact that this team is, you know, these guys are pretty well familiar with each other. You know, they'll probably be able to pick things up where they left off. They also have the advantage of, you know, you get into the first round of the playoffs, and even if you know, Orlando or somebody plays well, you're going to win that series. So, you know, you do have that first round to kind of get yourself moving in the right direction as well, where if you wind up, you know, in the three seed and you're going to have to play, you know, if Boston winds up with the three seed and they're playing the six seed, if it's Philadelphia or Indiana, that's a tough matchup. You know, you're not going to be able to take it easy in that first round.
Yeah, Sean, I'm following you on Twitter, @SeanDevaney. I hope I said your name right. If not, apologize to your parents. Here's the thing, Sean. A lot of these Bucks fans are worried warriors. They're always waiting for the shoe to drop. They just can't accept they have the best player the last 2 years. They can't accept they're going to be the number one seed. They're just waiting for them to get to the finals because of what happened last year with Toronto. The Bucks are still, I'm a Laker fan, but I think most people just want to get to the playoffs and get to the finals. And I think that, you know, the Bucks should be really the favorite to win it all and obviously come out of the East. Do you see anything different from that? Another team maybe challenging them?
No, I mean, you know, this is going to be a weird situation. You know, we're going to be seeing things that we haven't. So it's hard to judge in that context. But if you're just looking at talent, right, if you're just looking at, you know, who should be the team that comes out the other end, it's got to be Milwaukee. I mean, they do have head and shoulders advantages above Boston, above Toronto, above anybody who would challenge them in the Eastern Conference. You know, there is the concern that, you know, there's a little bit like an NCAA tournament kind of thing and you know, playing on neutral courts and all that, and it's just not something anybody's used to. true that that there could be more upsets than we're used to seeing. But I also tend to favor, in a situation like this, over seven games, the team that has the best two players is probably going to win. You know, just in this kind of situation, I think that you know, because you get in a crunch time, you got a guy to go to. You know, you get in a situation where you're hitting a lull in the third quarter, you got a guy to go to. And no question that the Bucks in conference and the Celtics can't match that, and Toronto can't match that. There's nobody in the East who can match what Giannis does for the Bucks. So I'd say you'd have to give them an advantage, really, for a number of reasons.
Yeah, I would think too. Oh, go ahead, real quick, Steve. Because tomorrow, I think it's the last day, Sean, for maybe them to add. And I think a lot of people were hoping they would, Jamal Crawford would maybe help come out the bench to score. But I think the Bucks think the chemistry is so good, they don't want to mess that chemistry up.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like I said, this is a team that's been together for 2 years now. And I think that they want to try to minimize the number of changes. I think they feel pretty good about where they are.
Yeah. Tom Roshan Devaney of Heavy.com here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan Show. We were talking about this a little bit earlier with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. As far as what you think it will take to possibly stop this thing from finishing NBA season-wise, at what point does it come to? I just read one story that said, you know, if Giannis and LeBron both end up with COVID-19 during the finals, are they going to stop the finals until they're healthy and then resume it? Or how does this thing play out before they stop it, if things get, interesting or, God forbid, bad in those resorts?
I think that's exactly right. You know, that if you get enough players who have to sit out, if it really does move around quickly and you get player after player who gets sick, and obviously if it's LeBron and Giannis, you know, that's one thing. But even if it's, you know, two players on a team, three players on a team, to where you're significantly changing that team, and that becomes rampant, I could imagine that looking really ugly, and the commissioner saying, you know, we just can't keep going forward with this. They're certainly trying everything they can to squeeze this thing through, you know, to get this thing out as much as they possibly can. A lot of money at stake, obviously, and they really do want to get this thing finished. But if they get in that bubble and there's COVID all over the place, it's going to be hard for them to continue, especially if somebody gets really sick. You know, we've had some NBA players who have gotten it and have been pretty asymptomatic, but you know, you get guys who are really sick, or then it's just really going to look bad, and you can imagine them pulling the plug on it at that point.
Let me ask you this, Sean: who do you think is under more pressure to win this championship? Is it LeBron and the Lakers or Giannis and the Bucks?
I'd say it's Giannis and the Bucks. You know, I mean, obviously we all know what's coming for them in the next year in terms of his free agency and whatever he's going to do. You know, this is a really golden opportunity for them. They are the class of the Eastern Conference, and really they've been the class of the league start to finish. If they go down and if everybody stays healthy and they somehow don't win, that's going to be a major, major letdown. Whereas I think with the Lakers, just the fact that, where that franchise has been the last couple of years, for them to be sort of back where they are, they've got Anthony Davis, they'll lock him up eventually long term. They've got cap space coming up in 2021, of course, when Giannis is a free agent, as we know. They're in pretty good shape even if they don't win this one. Whereas the Bucks, I think their back's a little bit against the wall here. Nobody knows what's going to happen with Giannis, of course, but you win a championship, and I think you have to feel much, much better, obviously, about your chances of keeping him long term.
Well, let me ask you this then. Maybe I'll rephrase it. If you then look at LeBron's legacy, if he goes to a championship, plays the Bucks, lose another one, does this hurt LeBron more than Giannis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Giannis has a whole career ahead of him, no question. That if you look at it just from the two guys' point, I'm convinced that Giannis will win a championship before he retires. Whereas LeBron, you know, he's carrying this thing where he keeps getting to the finals, and if he keeps losing them, then he's going to be you know, the Buffalo Bills. So you're going to have that kind of stigma. And you know, it, as much as you can say that logically, hey, he did a great job to get to the finals.
Right.
If he's not winning them, it doesn't matter. That's what people are going to remember if he goes to, you know, what, 3-7 in the NBA finals.
Sean, I got a question for you. I have 6 daughters and a son. My son being my favorite. Don't tell my daughters. But I hear that you love buffalo wings. Now, I like buffalo wings too, but I don't know why people have to look at me with the side eye if I get my wings plain and sauce on the side is mild. I mean, what is wrong with that? I thought it's America. You can get them however you want. Now, my oldest daughter, she likes them volcanic, but you only get 3 of them, Sean. I think more people are close to me than her, or maybe I'm wrong. You tell me.
I think you're wrong.
Come on, Sean.
If you're gonna eat the wings, you need the sauce to go as hot as you can take it.
Oh,
and you need
God.
a lot of that blue cheese stuff to cool you down in between your wings. So I'm with your daughter on that one.
So you use the blue cheese to cool it down. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
I've never heard that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Give it a shot. At least up from the mild, you know, go to sort of mild.
I want to be able to go to the bathroom, mild. Sean. I can't go to the bathroom with these ways, man. But again, I'm following you on Twitter, man. We really appreciate it. Steve, you got something else?
Thank you very much, Sean, for coming on the show,
Thank
man.
You
appreciate
so
it. From
awesome.
Heavy.com, Sean Devaney here on The Fan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Sean Devaney. Heavy.com, Forbes.com.
A little bit.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as your passion outgrowing your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
You don't get them hot, do you?
Yeah. I mean, not as hot as he's saying, but yeah, I'm up there on the scale a little bit. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. But why would you want to eat them hot when you got to drink one bottle of water for every wing?
No, milk is the key, Leroy. Milk will make everything calm down quickly.
Milk. Why? I don't have to drink some. I just want to eat them. I don't have to.
Which is fine.
Drink a lot of milk.
When we were in Indianapolis over the weekend, we went to this barbecue place called Big Hoffa's
Ooh.
Barbecue, and barbecue ribs. They had a smoker going outside the whole way. Oh yeah,
man.
Really good. But when I was there. I didn't go with the ribs like I should have probably, but I went with this captain's bowl, they called it, and it was like a spicy mac and cheese, like a Chipotle mac and cheese, I guess, something like that, buffalo chicken, French fries, ranch dressing, all together in one bowl to eat up, and it was delicious.
I wish I was 135 pounds. I could eat that, Gary.
I wish I was 135 pounds, too. Those days are long gone for me. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, those days are done. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, and you next. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane here on The Fan.